Marver, I don't give a damn if I'm all in on the Cubs hopium. I am all in on Cody Bellinger staying for the Cubs. I am all in on this team being buyers. I don't care if they've had a weak end of the schedule. Their GM and the executive vice president said, we need to see results. They gave them results. They had been playing good baseball before London. They've been playing good baseball after London. They had a little bit of that stumble that completely derailed the momentum, but they have found the way to claw back. And I think even in spite of their ace having an ERA over eight, I'm all in. Marver, where are you at?
Well, actually, the rotation has been pretty solid, except for Smiley. And of course, Stroh has been a little bit off the last few starts, so he may end up going, like we were discussing off the air. But the deadline is Tuesday, and it's kind of interesting because they're now 500. They're four games out of the wild card. They're playing the Cardinals as we speak this weekend, and then they play the team essentially directly ahead of them, Cincinnati, at home. And I know this has been a really grueling road trip. I mean, compared to London, it's very difficult to do White Sox and St. Louis. You know, it's grueling, grueling travel. Yeah, but I think that they were able.
To be fair, very hot. Very, very hot.
Very hot. Right, right. So, yeah, that's true. But it's hot for both teams.
Yeah, no kidding. Marvin, I want to get your opinion because you're going to be heading down to the STL in a little bit. You'll be heading to the Lou. Let me ask you this. Cody Bellinger, does he stay or does he go?
I believe what's going to happen is he's going to stay and then become a free agent at the end of the year and won't be with the team next year. That's what I believe will happen.
Marcus Stroman.
Gone. Now he's in their starting rotation. So. It makes it tricky.
Your full thoughts on Stroman?
I think he's hurt his chances of staying with his post All-Star performances. I mean, he looked unbeatable going into the All-Star game. Nice. He wouldn't pitch in the All-Star game, and he hasn't pitched since then. Pretty much. He's really been off. So I don't know. I think somebody's going to want him. And if we could get, I don't know if we can get a third baseman and some youngsters.
Kyle Hendricks, final one.
Yeah, I don't want to see him go, but I think that his value is as high as it's going to be right now, honestly. But the rotation, I hate to see them break up the rotation because it's been pretty good with the Steele-Hendricks, combination has been working pretty well. And even Tyone's been okay of late. It's just the other two spots have been a little dicey lately. So the starting has been kind of their strength. And then the bullpen has not been, although that's sort of flipped a little bit lately. So now that I guess Alzolay's the closer. And so that's the way that's been working. And, they've been using Leiter as a setup man. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but I think they may keep Fulmer.
The best of all worlds for me, I pulled what the Atlanta Braves did and the Nationals did and other teams have done in this situation that we're at 500. You make some conservative trade. You're conservative buyers. You do things to surround the edges to make sure that you're getting everything in between the margins. And if that means a Cody Bellinger or a Marcus Stroman, you do something that's going to benefit your team. And in my opinion, you're not making a run for the NL Central, let alone the wild card without Cody Bellinger. So that means if it has to be one of these starting pitchers or a player from the minor leagues, addition by subtraction can be a real thing for this Cubs team. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. But Marvin, we're going to be all over it next week. The results of the trade deadline and to see if this Cubs team has played themselves into a true playoff contender.
It'll be interesting too, because people may actually ask about Morel. I would, if he's available, because he's young and he's a great upside. So that might be another one that might surprise us.
I think it's all on the table, Marvelous. And we're not even talking about how, for sure, I think the consensus is the Cubs are also dark horses in the run for Shohei Ohtani. So we're just getting started in fantasy, what could be a very fun time in the North Side. But until then, Marver, have a safe trip and enjoy the St. Louis, the greatest fans in baseball. Make sure you don't accidentally swing and hit a catcher in the back of the head and then get beamed in the side. We wouldn't want that. That definitely did it on purpose, Marver. Your old friend on purpose.
I know it's a 6:15 game, but I hope I'm in the shade.
Yeah, I hope you're in the shade, and I hope the Cubs beat them up again in the first inning they needed. But we will have to thank you guys all so much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend here on the Sports Cubicle. The Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shabari, I'm Mike Mercado.